Welcome back. It is 101.9 High FM. My name is Nimrat. I'm joined by esteemed colleagues Charles Anyomi from Ghana, who is the president of Africa Entrepreneurship Conference, as well as Francois Fisher, who is a director at Growth Diagnostic at the University of Northwest Business School. We are obviously wrapping up. Perhaps maybe let me just go back to the point that Francois was trying to, or was giving us his perspective on, around the need to be realistic for the fact that we've got this after. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's Uhuru. There's a lot of other logistics, a lot of other ratification that needs to happen, a lot of cultural change that needs to happen. Please, your final word, Francois.
As I was saying, I'm very pleased that we are where we are with the African Continental Free Trade Area and the agreement and the process that has been unfolding, but it's going way too slow. Of course, we can argue that the pandemic has certainly derailed many of the initiatives, and because it has had such a huge impact on many African economies. In fact, today, there are less African economies that are not receiving IMF assistance in some form or another than there are countries that are. Africa is in a dire state from a balance of payments liquidity point of view, and therefore many have asked for assistance from the IMF. But just back to my point, if we look at what will really make a change to improve Africa trading more with itself, i.e. we are trading more with our neighbors, the things that will bring real change in terms of improving trade are non-tariff barriers, and they are actually not the reduction in tariffs. There was a study done by the IMF, I think 2019, where they looked at the potential increase in regional Africa trade, you know, if non-tariff barriers were to be addressed versus tariff barriers. And non-tariff barriers, you know, is like 4 or 5 times the impact versus what a reduction in tariffs would be. Now, the flip side of that, unfortunately, is to say that it is easier to reduce tariffs because it's just a number adjustment. Of course, there's a fiscal income component that falls away as well, but it's significantly more challenging to actually address the removal of non-tariff barriers because it relates to basically everything that encompasses trade except tariffs. Part of that is border process procedures, and that is really troublesome in Africa. So I want to conclude with the following quote from Professor Milton Friedman, back then from the University of Chicago in the US, and he actually won the Nobel Prize in Economics in 1976, and he said this about policies, and this goes for, and this is relevant in the context of all the promises that have been made by the CFTA. He said, one of the great mistakes is to judge policies and programs by their intentions rather than their results. I think we need to judge the Continental Free Trade Agreement by its results. It's still early days. I do accept that, and not by its intention. We need to track the results and monitor the results and adjust accordingly to the results that we are seeing. And so far, we haven't seen great results and we haven't seen great progress. And I would like to see accelerated progress in terms of the countries that are making commitments and that are actually submitting tariff proposals to each other. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Francois, on that very interesting concluding remark. Charles, your final words in terms of how the African trade could cultivate the kind of development that you want to see in literally in a minute.
As somebody who's coming from the marketplace, from the business community, I'll end at this, that call to my fellow African businessmen and women, that with the coming on of the African Continental Free Trade Agreement, it is not time for us to collaborate. The days of doing things individually are gone. When we collaborate together as businesses, we can do bigger things on the continent. Let a business from South Africa, let a business entrepreneur from South Africa be willing and be able to collaborate with a business and a business partner from Ghana. Let an entrepreneur from Lesotho be willing to collaborate with a business man or woman from Kenya. This is the only way that we can be able to take a proper advantage of the African Continental Free Trade Agreement and to do bigger things on the continent.
Thank you very much for that. Definitely we'll do bigger things in the continent, provided we all collaborate. Business across the continent needs to heed the call and actively engage in ethical business collaboration, you know, ethical business collaboration as a matter of fact. Gentlemen, it has been absolutely a pleasure having you on the show. I've certainly enjoyed the kind of conversation that came through. Charles Anyomi from Ghana, the President of Africa Entrepreneurship Conference, thank you very much. Francois Fisher, the Director of Growth Diagnostics at University of Northwest Business School, I also thank you for your time. We certainly are better off. It has been an absolute pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you very much, Nimrod.
We are unpacking the role of local government in fostering economic growth. Surely there are a lot of lessons that we have learned tonight, and I certainly think will make a difference in future.
Beyond Governance was brought to you by Plus 94 Research, the science of